This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. He added that the center is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the Yogam Conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave, convening leaders from the government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said government is working on the vision of Make AI in India with the objective of making artificial intelligence work for India.
हमें एआई, क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग, एडवांस एनालिटिक्स, स्पेस टेक, हेल्थ टेक, सिंथेटिक बायोलॉजी को लगातार प्रमोट करना होगा। आज हम देख रहे हैं भारत एआई डेवलपमेंट और एडॉप्शन में आगे रहने वाले देशों में शामिल। इसके विस्तार के लिए सरकार ने इंडिया एआई मिशन को लॉन्च किया है। इसे वर्ल्ड क्लास इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, हाई क्वालिटी डेटा सेट और रिसर्च फैसिलिटी तैयार किए जाएंगे। भारत में AI सेंटर्स ही एक्सेलेंस की संख्या भी बढ़ाई जा रही है। हम मेक AI इन इंडिया इसके विजन पर काम कर रहे हैं।
यूनियन मिनिस्टर ऑफ न्यू एंड रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी प्रहलाद जोशी हैज सेड दैट ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन इज अ फ्यूल ऑफ द फ्यूचर एंड अर्ज द माइक्रो स्मॉल एंड मीडियम एंटरप्राइजेस टू कोलैबोरेट फॉर टेक्नोलॉजी डेवलपमेंट इन द प्रोडक्शन ऑफ ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन। Inaugurating a workshop on National Green Hydrogen Mission, Opportunities for MSMEs in New Delhi today, Mr. Joshi said MSMEs have the strength to provide critical support for manufacturing, engineering and come up with new technological ideas that can empower India towards renewable energy. At the event, the minister also launched the Green Hydrogen Certification Scheme of India. He said this certification scheme will ensure the production of green hydrogen in the country. Mr. Joshi said that India has signed an agreement with Japan for 4,12,000 tons of green hydrogen derivatives. As part of ongoing discussions on the India-US bilateral trade agreement, representatives from India's Department of Commerce and the Office of the US Trade Representative met in Washington, D.C. from the 23rd to the 25th of this month. This follows earlier bilateral discussions held last month in New Delhi. The Minister of Commerce and Industry stated that during the meetings, the teams held fruitful discussions on a wide range of subjects covering both tariff and non-tariff matters. The Delhi Cabinet today approved a draft bill to regulate fees in private and government schools in the national capital. The decision was made in response to growing frustration among parents over exorbitant hikes in school fees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the Delhi government has made a historic decision to bring relief to the people, especially students and their parents. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has extended his wishes to all 1,22,518 pilgrims undertaking the sacred Hajj pilgrimage. The first two flights took off with 288 pilgrims from Lucknow and 262 pilgrims from Hyderabad. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said the government remains committed to ensuring a smooth and seamless Hajj pilgrimage. In Trinidad and Tobago, the leader of the main opposition party, United National Congress, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, claimed victory in the general elections, defeating ruling People's National Party. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with her to further strengthen the partnership for the shared prosperity and well-being of the people of India and Trinidad and Tobago. Padma Awardees paid homage at the National War Memorial in New Delhi today. They also visited the Prime Minister's Museum and Rashtrapati Bhavan at the National Capital. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu presented 4 Padma Vibhushan, 10 Padma Bhushan and 57 Padma Shri Awards for the year 2025 at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. One of India's most revered pilgrimages, the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand, will begin tomorrow on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The Yatra will begin with the opening of the doors of Gangotri and Yamunotri temples located in Uttarkashi district. The portals of Kedarnath temple in Rudraprayag district will open on the 2nd of May, while the doors of Badrinath Dham in Chamoli district will open on the 4th of May. In IPL T20 cricket, host Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.